we can stop here.
Yeah.
So we are here in the middle of one of these new streets from the 19th century. So all the houses around us are from that time. And just in front of you, you have one bigger building. It's a school. Because when we built those new streets in the 19th century, a lot of rich people decided to come here to build their big mansions, city mansions here. And all these new families had to be education for the children. Wow. And so we build a new school for all these new children, students. So in front of you is a building 50 meters wide.
Wow.
And yeah, it's quite big. And 20 meters high. It's a neoclassical architecture. It means that we can see some columns. It's some reference to the ancient world, like the Roman or the Greek architecture. And we use that kind of architecture because in the ancient world, the ancient civilizations created a lot of new science and knowledge. And to remember that, we keep this kind of architecture in the buildings for the schools. Yeah? And there is two interesting things to see on this building. It's how the first is how the stone is curved, because they put some relief on the stone, and one is with a leaf-shaped stone. So we're gonna go in front of it to touch it. We can go. And you have to know that the stone who is used there is a limestone who comes from the Hainaut. It's a region in Belgium. It's a very hard stone. So it's used a lot in the buildings here. It comes with the Meuse River to here. So you can come here.
Go over here. Touch it this way.
Yeah, and here, this is the stone. And here it's the big leaves. So it's shaped as leaves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which color does it have?
It's gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old is this exactly?
150 years old.
Okay.
And you can come here and approach. Yeah. Because we're gonna touch another thing, so come here.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah. The stone who is used here, it's a limestone. Yeah. And it means that we can find some fossils inside. Mm-hmm. A fossil, we are inside the stone. Because the limestone was previously the bottom of the sea, and now it's a stone. And when we cut it, we can find some shells inside. And this is the fossil of a shell inside the stone. And I think it's nice to have this one because this one is on relief. Yeah. The name of this shell is Rostroconche. I know it in French, but not in English.
That's okay.
In French, it's Rostroconche. It's a big shell with a kind of teeth inside. Okay. It's the shape of the shell. And it's it's quite big, like 10 centimeters long.
Wow, that's really cool.
It was living in the bottom of the sea millions of years ago.